As the head of the Judiciary Committee, Palm Harbor Republican Representative Chris Sprouse is sponsoring the effort in the House. His goal is to pool data from all 67 counties and gather it into one uniform database.
There's a good amount of criminal justice data out there in our state, but it's not very usable to us, and it's certainly, as policymakers, it's not very usable to the marketplace or to the public. So what this bill seeks to do is to centralize that criminal justice data from all of those entities in the marketplace, whether it's the state attorneys, the public defenders, the clerks, the Department of Corrections, local law enforcement, our jails, into one central location, that central location being the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
The measure also comes with some other requirements, like creating a pilot project in Sprouse District and guidelines for what information should be published and accessible to the public.
It requires pretrial programs to annually report the numbers of defendants to whom pretrial risk assessments tools were used. We also collect information on bonds and types of criminal charges. Talks about the Department of Corrections and how they publish information and data to the public, how they specify particular crimes, particularly property crimes and residential burglaries.
The measure has the backing of many, including the public defenders and state attorneys. Still, Miami-Dade public defender Carlos Martinez with the Public Defenders Association says there are a couple areas they'd like addressed, which he adds are currently being worked out.
Florida has a really robust juvenile justice system, data system. We would hope that that is somehow linked through an interface so that we have just as much information in juvenile justice so that we can tell what the trajectory is and how we can better intervene at earlier points to prevent criminality and reduce recidivism. So we hope that that happens.
Meanwhile, the measure also has the support of Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran.
What we have said is we want to be disruptive and we want to go in and throw back the curtains, lift the veil, and every single area and transform that area. This criminal justice reform is doing exactly that. We are throwing back the curtains. We're pushing against all those institutional biases that you see all the time in all these different areas and all the competing factions. What this will do moving forward will allow us to have clear answers, clear understanding, and clear data on how to move forward in creating the best criminal justice system in America.
And overall, Amy Bach says with all the data housed in one place, basic questions will finally be answered. She is the executive director and president for Measures for Justice, a nonprofit group that helped work on crafting the bill.
Who's in jail? For what crimes? For how long? Are people in jail mostly pretrial defendants? And who's getting released on recognizance? Which defendants are sentenced to probation and which are convicted again within 3 years? At bottom, this bill makes it possible to collect the data we need to answer the most fundamental question of all. How are we doing?
The bill also authorizes the state legislature give $1.75 million to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to cover the cost of implementing this bill. So far, the House Judiciary Committee has approved the proposal. A Senate companion measure has not yet been filed. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.